Hello, friends and family. This week we are speaking around Jesus being our good shepherd and what that means for us. And so today I'll be sharing with you on Jesus being our protector. And so going back to almost 3,000 years ago, there was a young boy that tended to his father's sheep. And this boy was David the king. And so David tended to his father's sheep. And whenever there was an intruder, he was the sheep's and the flock's defender. And so I love, it says in 1 Samuel 17, verse 34 to 35, "Your Majesty," David said, "I take care of my father's sheep. Whenever a lion or a bear carries off a lamb, I go after it, attack it, and rescue the lamb. And if the lion or the bear turns on me, I grab it by the throat and beat it to death." And so what you see here is David is passionate about his father's sheep. He's not willing that any should die or any should spare, and that he's willing to protect at all costs. And that the good news is that David, the shepherd, was foreshadowing our good shepherd, Jesus Christ. And so in John 10, verse 11 to 14, it says here, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays his life down for the sheep." And so what makes Jesus a good shepherd is for the reason that he's willing to lay his life down for his sheep. And so it goes on saying, "He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd." Aren't you grateful that Jesus isn't a hired hand, but our good shepherd? That he's not paid to take care of us, but he does it willingly, that he's willingly available at all times, that he's willingly laying his life down at whatever cost. And so this is our good shepherd that lays his life down for his sheep. And so to end off in Psalms 23 verse 4, a scripture we all know, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Doesn't it bring reassurance to your heart knowing that Jesus, our good shepherd, is with us at all times? That it's not just anyone, and especially a hired hand, but it's Jesus, our good shepherd, that's with us 24/7. And so it goes on to say, "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." And so if you had grown up in a religious background, that verse might not have brought comfort to you for the fact that you believed that the rod was used against you, that it was used for your harm. But the rod here is used for our protection. And so the good news is that when the enemy comes, Jesus is using his rod, his staff, to protect his sheep. And so I want to encourage you today that Jesus is your good shepherd. And in that, he is our protector. That he's laid his life down and he continues to lay his life down for his sheep in order to protect us. And so always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.